Thanks a lot, and thanks for welcoming me as an intruder. My name is Michael House, and I'm always busy with the question why you are here. And before I went to the as director of the Rembrandt House Museum, I used to work in the Middle East and in Abu Dhabi, and I can tell you everything is intangible there because there's no tangible heritage. I worked for the Louvre Abu Dhabi and the Guggenheim for the new museums, and before this period I was director of the Zuiderzee Museum, which was completely opposite. It contains 130 heritage houses, and so I knew both sides. But my talk is a little bit about the strength of the intangible heritage, and it's about the blank James Blake, and it's also about your question: if you move all your stuff out in this new building, what do you next? Actually, do you need art in domestic places? Do you need objects in domestic places? And there's only one answer: no. And I tell you why. The most successful domestic house in the world, where people queuing for 3 hours to get in, there's nothing to see. Really nothing to see. And it's in my hometown. It's called the Anne Frank House. So, just like this.
There's a clicker just on the side there, if that's easier for you.
This?
Yeah.
Okay. So I will tell you a little bit short story about the Rembrandt House Museum and the new strategy we call Re-Embrandt. Maybe, who knows the Rembrandt House Museum? Wow, that's good. And actually, this is about the Rembrandt House Museum, because this was the mortgage paper in 1639, when he bought the house, when he was very prosperous, he was very wealthy, and this is the paperwork where everything was written down when he went bankrupt in 1658. So the house is in between these two periods. And because of this paper, we know exactly, not exactly, but we know the household of Rembrandt during this period. And it's a very interesting house, because in 1658, he went bankrupt, and then immediately, because of all his debts, they cut the house in two parts. And only in 1908, when the house was bought by the city government of Amsterdam, they really start to reconstruct it in the old way. So in 1908, it became one door as it was before. And in 1911, the museum opened by a famous Dutch architect, De Basel, and it was constructed in the way they thought it should be. And the main focus was prints on paper, and it took till 1998 to get this Rembrandt house now. So this is the house at this moment. And this ugly, because I wasn't the director of that time, this ugly new wing was 1998, newly developed. Actually, this meant to be an edge, and there's a signage on it. No one can see because of the pigeons, so we took a big signage to move it. So besides that, we have one of the largest etchings collection, 270 of the 300 he made. We have original copper plates of Rembrandt, and we have a lot of household stuff and paintings by his master, Pieter Lasman. Nowadays, to get an idea, we have 250,000 visitors, and it's growing immensely. The last 2 years, we're really going like every year 10% up, so we a little bit have problems with the space. For those who are not here, this is the place where we hang the works of Pieter Lasman. And the idea, and I think the brilliant idea of the Rembrandt House, we don't have any signage, we don't have any text boards, we want to keep it as close as you can get to the 17th century. So people walk in with a headphone tour, or we have a handout to get as close as possible how it should be. This was the gallery where Rembrandt used to sell his artwork. And we hang the work of Pieter Lasman, and in the back garden we have the friends of Rembrandt, Jan Lievens, an original Rembrandt painting we borrowed from the Antwerp Museum, and lately we had one of the few works still in private hands hanging, and we change it, the whole year we change new works, all related to Rembrandt. I was talking about the Anne Frank house, and we have Anne Frank in our house. a little bit strange, but people are weeping when they're coming in, especially American people. This is the Holy of the Holies, and there's no collection in it. It's all fake. But these people are coming especially for this spot. We have here a workshop on display only, where I can show how you make paint, like in the 17th century. But this is one of the most important spots in the Rembrandt house. We're still searching for new attributes to get as close as possible. And actually, all the works here are coming from the 17th century. If we don't know, we don't create it. The only thing where we try to create more is in the artist room. And this is, of course, made later. But one of a lot of articles here we collect from colleagues' museums. So this is the museum now. This is the new department, this is the old house, and we thought, well, let's think about our identity. Why are only 90% of our visitors tourists? Why no Dutch people are coming? So when I was asking to my new board, they said, okay, you can rent me as a new director, you can have two directions, or be a tourist trap, you don't need, you know, a subsidiary, you can be Madame Tussauds, feathers in the hat, or we want to be a place of interest also especially for Dutch people. So we reinvented Rembrandt. Think about the brand Rembrandt. And we came up with the title Research the